The U.S. Census Bureau released figures today showing that nationwide median household income has gone down by 1.5% since last year and 8.7% since 2007, before the recession hit. Still, the percentage of the population living in poverty also dropped slightly from 15.1% to 15%, but the numbers aren't the same everywhere in the country. Poverty declined in the South, but here in New York State, the data shows an increase of 6%, which translates into 3.1 million state residents, or one in every six New Yorkers, living below the poverty line. Teresa Hassler, communications director for the New York City Coalition Against Hunger, says the higher poverty rate here is due to a number of factors.
It's the fact that we still don't have a minimum wage that is livable. The cost of food continues to rise. Of course, the cost of rent continues to rise here in New York. You have a lot of people who are moving to the suburbs and some of the other smaller towns in upstate New York. And so poverty is just increasing all around the state, but even at a faster rate than the rest of the country. Even earlier in the year, last year, New York saw slightly higher unemployment numbers than the rest of the country. So we definitely have a unique economic situation here where we feel it a little bit differently than perhaps other states.
The USDA recently came out with a report showing a 39% increase in food insecurity across the country. Combined with the increase in poverty in New York, what's been the impact on food pantries and soup kitchens?
It's telling. I think that we are definitely seeing a tremendous increase in the number of individuals who are utilizing emergency food programs. And those emergency food programs are the soup kitchens and food pantries. The lines are longer. The amount of food that a lot of these agencies and organizations have to distribute is just not meeting the needs of everyone who requires the service. And so what we're hearing is that several programs are having to modify the hours that they're open. Some of them are not open as long as they would have normally been because they run out of food so quickly. You're seeing a lot more people who are working, people who are actually working and still with a job having to utilize soup kitchens and food pantries. So this 39% increase is definitely evident here in New York.
At the same time, I have Republicans in Congress who are demanding cuts in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, food stamps. If such cuts were to go through, would the system basically fall apart?
Yes, the SNAP program or the food stamp program is part of our federal safety net. And what conservatives are proposing would really slash and cut holes in an already somewhat tattered safety net. Several people who are already struggling, people who are already in poverty, would basically just fall through the cracks. And so we can't afford any cuts to the food stamp program. Again, like I said, lines are already increasing at the emergency food programs. The cost of food is rising. The economy has still not fully recovered. And so taking away programs to help people during this dire time is the exact opposite of what it is we need to do.
Here in New York State, we certainly have a state of contrast. Wall Street has recovered largely from the effects of the crash of 2007 and 2008. The middle class has not, and certainly the working poor have not. What needs to be done in New York State to address the issues here?
I will start at the federal level. Right now, this talk of cuts to the food stamp program is a part of the Farm Bill reauthorization, which is being considered in Washington, D.C. right now. And so encouraging Congress people who represent areas of New York State to not support any cuts being proposed by conservatives to the food stamp program. That's something that our New York federal legislators can do. So I say on a federal level, that's definitely something that should happen that will affect all New Yorkers. On the state level, it would be passing a minimum wage. One of the bodies in Albany has supported that, but we're still not at the point where we have total agreement on supporting a raise in the minimum wage. And so, again, making sure that New Yorkers are making enough money or earning a decent living so that they can continue to get out of poverty and work toward affording the things that they need for themselves and their family. And even here on the city level, I think one of the programs that we are working very diligently on at the city level deals with not only increasing participation in the food stamp program, but also child nutrition. New York City ranks last in school breakfast participation, even though New York City public schools offer free breakfast in the cafeteria. And so a few weeks ago, the city council passed two resolutions asking that breakfast be served in every classroom in New York City public schools as a way to make sure that more kids get breakfast. Right now, 1 in 4 children in New York City live in food insecure households. Those are some of the things that can happen on the federal, state, and city level. Again, the city level focusing on increasing awareness of food stamps and enrolling people into the food stamp program, which is shown to get people out of poverty and put money back into the local economy, and also making sure that the children who live in food insecure households have access to healthy, nutritious food during the school day.
New York City is one of two places. New York State is one of two states, but New York City in particular is, I think, the only city in this state that still requires fingerprints for food stamps. That was promised to be phased out. I understand that now they've rolled the phase out of finger imaging for food stamps back to November. Why the delay in that?
I can honestly tell you I don't know. I know that in May, when we were in Albany and heard the official announcement, it was actually May 17th of this year, very excited and continue to be excited. Right now, it was really embarrassing knowing that New York City and the entire state of Arizona were the only two places in the nation that still were going through this process in the way that they've gone about it. And so to have New York City not be a part of that group anymore was very exciting. We were hoping and expecting an earlier end, but right now, November is what we are expecting now to be the time when the elimination of this process will take effect.
Teresa Hassler is Communications Director for the New York City Coalition Against Hunger.